Louvre staff announce strike, citing working conditions and security failures amid crown jewel heist. By Breitbart London on December 8, 2025. Paris, AP, workers at the Louvre Museum voted Monday for strikes to protest their work conditions. A ticket price hike for non-European visitors and security weaknesses that a brazen daylight theft of France's crown jewels highlighted in October. In a letter announcing the strike action starting next Monday, which was addressed to France's culture minister and seen by the Associated Press, the CGT, CFDT and SUD unions asserted that visiting the Louvre has become a real obstacle course for the millions of people who come to admire its huge collections of art and artifacts. The museum is in crisis, with insufficient resources and increasingly deteriorated working conditions, said the union's strike notice to culture minister Rachida Dati. The theft of October 19, 2025 highlighted shortcomings in priorities that had long been reported, the unions alleged. The robbery gang made off with loot worth an estimated €88 million, $102 million. The museum director subsequently acknowledged a terrible failure in security. The thieves took less than 8 minutes to force their way into the museum and leave, using a freight lift to reach one of the building's windows, angle grinders to cut into jewelry display cases, and motorbikes to make their escape. The haul hasn't been recovered. It includes a diamond and emerald necklace Napoleon gave to Empress Marie Louise, jewels tied to two 19th-century queens, Marie Amélie and Hortense, and Empress Souchanie's pearl and diamond tiara. Upkeep of the museum's vast and historic buildings, which were a former palace for French royals, also hasn't kept pace with its success as one of France's leading attractions. A water leak on November 26 damaged several hundred publications stored in the museum's library of works specializing in Egyptian antiquities. The damaged works included reviews and documents from the 19th and 20th century, the museum said. The opening of a valve triggered the leak in the network of water pipes that are due to be replaced next year, the museum said. Last month, the Louvre also announced the temporary closure of some employees' offices and one public gallery because of weakened floor beams. In their strike notice, the union said that antiquated facilities and insufficient staffing are impacting the visitor experience, forcing the closure of some displays. They demanded that resources be focused on building improvements and safeguarding the museum, its collections, visitors and employees. We are in a rundown museum which has shown its security weaknesses. Christian Galani, a CGT union official representing Louvre workers, said in an AP interview. He said the strike action vote by employees on Monday morning was unanimous and that the planned rolling strikes risk forcing the museum's closure. We need a change of gear, he said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.